Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. Big change just happened for the Iraq dinar, and I want to go over that with you. And I think that Iraq took a lesson out of Putin's playbook, and it's going to be very valuable. Now, I love talking about obscure investments. I love talking about things way before they happen. I got to be honest with you, maybe I'm a glutton for punishment, but I like it when people mock me because after years and years of trying to help people and only getting laughed at or things thrown in my face, only yet later, years later to be right, I don't talk to those people anymore. I like to talk to people that think differently, think big, big thinkers. Regardless of your net worth, your income, I want to be around big thinkers, people that see cycles, people that want to make change in this world to make things happen. And the way change happens, whether it be in your personal finances or your life or globally, it's thinking completely outside of the box. And if the Iraq dinar is an out-of-the-box investment, well, I don't know what is. As I'm getting this story loaded up, hashtag IQD if you own the dinar. I'm just curious how many people do. And if you don't, say you don't. I'm curious, too, what led you to this video, okay? So Putin's playbook. The U.S. dollar is weaponized. We all know that. As a matter of fact, more and more global leaders have been talking about it, you know, over, I mean, you know, you had Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, all kinds of countries that were out there preaching this, you know, decades ago. But now you have leaders in our own country that are talking about the weaponization of the U.S. dollar and how disgusting it's been. I mean, you even have Kevin O'Leary begging Americans to protect the brand of the U.S. because we're, you know, trying to criminalize a leader that was just trying to open up the deep state and reveal all these dark scary things, right? And so they're doing all they can to destroy that as they're trying to destroy the world, right? Funding wars and trying to protect their disgusting habits. Well, one of those things they did was to attack Russia, is destroy their the value of their ruble. And I remember when this happened, newscasters in the financial realm were cheering it on. And it was pretty disgusting to me. Because you think, yeah, sure, you're going to attack another country, but you're affecting people's livelihoods and the value of their currency, right? We probably wouldn't like it if people, countries did it to us, right? Well, they actually are. They just started. And through the BRICS alliance. Well, when the ruble fell, Putin said, oh, I got this. You know, the U.S. is running up the price of oil on the futures markets anyway and on those exchanges. So let's just give it a discount. I mean, the U.S. has already ran the price of oil up so high per barrel. We'll just offer it to the rest of the world as the world's reeling in inflation already. Let's just offer it a discount. But hey, you know what you got to do? You got to do exactly what the U.S. has been doing for decades and decades. You need to turn around and you need to buy rubles, and then you can buy oil from us at a discount. Absolutely genius. The ruble, as it collapsed, it was like almost an overnight success. It exploded. Countries like India and others lined up for the opportunity to buy discounted oil so they could go to their people as leaders and go, we're doing everything we can. And part of that's bucking the dollar system and going and buying rubles to buy discounted oil so that you aren't hurting as bad. We're helping. We're trying to help, right? Well, now there's a story out of oilprice.com. Check this out. Think about its deal. And oh, real quick, I got to make an announcement because I'm my own sponsor, right? I don't ask for donations or anything like that. And I'm not asking you to buy this if you're not going to use it. But the pre-filming discount's going on for Mortgage Master and Mortgage Master 2.0, the investor edition. Here's the QR code if you want to scan it. And I'm going to teach people how to save thousands and thousands of dollars during this real estate crisis by me turning you, whether it be your first home ever and you didn't believe that you could do it, or if you want to buy 100 doors and you want to go full big blown commercial, I'm going to turn you into a prime borrower. And that when you walk into a bank, they're going to walk in and say, you've got everything ready to go. You know what you're doing. How much money do you want? I'm not joking. You're going to save thousands of dollars. And that's where we are right now in this cycle. If you don't have a QR code reader, you don't want to scan your phone, I'll put a link down below. It's a pre-filming discount. I just finished half of the videos. They're off to the editor and already coming back. So I don't know how long it's going to last. China and Iran. Check this out. China and Iran secure key strategic Iraqi gas field. The awarding last week of the exploration and production contract for Iraq's second biggest gas field to a Chinese consortium comprised comprising of its relatively unknown firms, round off a spectacular month of success for Beijing in tightening its hold over Baghdad. It's now when we talk about tightening its hold, I want to explain, China's not going in like the US, bombing the crap out of a country, destroying the value of its currency, and then lording over it for a certain amount of time, right? We all know that Iraq's kicked the US military out, and the Iraq central bank is saying no more dollars, we're not doing business, and we're actually gonna value our currency higher. What China's doing is they're catching more flies with honey. They're coming in and saying, we wanna invest in your country, and we wanna help you. And you're gonna find out, I don't know if this story covers it, because I haven't pre-read it, okay? I never do that stuff. When you have enough of a baseline of understanding of financial markets, equity markets, currency markets, and things like that, you can just do that kind of stuff. And I know it bugs some people. I love living in their dome rent-free. Type one if you know what I'm talking about. So what they're doing is they're coming in and making strategic investments in South Africa, Iraq, and all these places. And you're going to see that Iraq is going to go, we want to sell you our oil and our gas, but you need to buy Iraqi dinar in order to do it. See, Iraq is going to build just like Putin, and China is learning from America's mistakes. They're going to form an alliance based off of their own currencies. And so what's going to happen is when China goes and buy Iraqi dinar using the yuan, now China has the dinar to go and buy oil and gas and make these strategic investments. And on the flip side, Iraq now has Chinese yuan, and now they can go and do what we've been doing and buy goods at a low cost, good quality goods from China, because I hate to tell you this, but China is taking over, right? The world's manufacturing hubs, and they can bring in better quality products for their country, okay? And because oil is so valuable and China's going to need a lot of it at a good price, they're going to be bringing in a lot of yuan into Iraq, okay? That's like essentially similar to a currency swap, and it's a good, they're building a good value for both countries. And I'm going to tell you right now, the entire BRICS alliance is behind this, between trading their own currencies, and there's going to be a basket of currencies. And where you're going to see an amazing flip is you'll see the Iraqi central bank start to really pull back the amount of currency they have outstanding, because it will become more and more valuable. And for them to even go to the U.S., just in the face of the United States, kick the military out and then say, we're not trading your dollar anymore. Let's see what happens. You don't see any bombs flying right now, do you? So things have definitely changed. Now it says, so Beijing's tightening over, Baghdad. It's they're making this alliance that's forging a grip. I would look at it that way. It follows a slew of new fifth plus and sixth oil and gas licensing concessions its companies won in the past 2 weeks across the country, from north to south, from east to west. For China's Zhihai Group, its achievement is more remarkable. It's even more remarkable as this enormously lucrative prize will mark its first ever E&P work in Iraq. Petro Iraq's award, meanwhile, perhaps even more underlines how little interest Iraq fundamentally has in allowing the U.S. back into the country in any meaningful way, according to a senior source who works closely with Iraq's oil ministry and exclusively spoken to oilprice.com last week. Petro Iraq is an umbrella organization comprising elements of the China National Offshore Oil Corporation and of engineering interests owned by a specific headquarters. I can't even pronounce it. So now let's talk about this. And it goes into this, practical terms. And that's what I want to focus on, practicality, all right? Practically, am I saying you should go out and buy a ton of dinar and spend all your money? Absolutely not. Do I own some dinar? Yes. Is it a small portion of my net worth? Yes. But I've actually been considering buying a little bit more, because as my net worth grows in different other aspects, you all know what's going on here. Hashtag silver if you own silver, hashtag gold if you own gold, hashtag Bitcoin if you own Bitcoin. The reason why I say that is we're going to wake other people up. As the values of those go up, I have to do a little bit of a rebalancing. This is smart money management 101. So you take a little bit. I will still keep my percentage of dinar small, But I am looking, as these fundamentals keep getting stronger and stronger, I'm looking to make changes. And I know there's a lot of questions out there. There are registered agents that legally can sell. They're registered with the U.S. Treasury, and there's websites. They show you their license number to sell the dinar, because banks won't sell it to you. They won't sell you that or dong. You could buy any other currency. It's falling in value, but you can't buy those two. There's licensed exchanges currency exchanges where you could actually go out and buy this stuff, and they're registered with the U.S. Treasury, and you could go on the U.S. Treasury's website and verify that, okay? So I'm not going to give you any specific names. I honestly bought mine on eBay, I don't know, over a decade ago, and they were registered with U.S. Treasury to sell, okay? So in practical terms, the Mishwala field holds an estimated 4.5 trillion standard cubic feet of gas and is expected to produce around 300 million SCF per day of gas at its peak. Although production will start running at about 100 million SCF within 18 months, the contract is set to run for 25 years, but it can be extended for an additional 5 years or longer. And these numbers place it behind the Akkas field and in Iraq's gas site hierarchy. However, it has geographical and geopolitical importance far greater than its gas reserves. In this context, Manchuria is one of the three big sites that form a skewed triangle across Iraq, located very close to the eastern border with Iran, and the Sibya field to the south, close to the key Iraqi Basra export hub. So along the spine of this entire area running from the east to the west are the historically ultra-nationalist and ultra-anti-West cities of Fallujah, Ramadini, Hit, and Haditha. Sorry, I pronounce things horribly. At this point, Iraq turns into Syria, and it's just a short hop to key strategic ports. All three of these ports, which are globally strategic sites for Moscow and Beijing. All right. So you can see how this is happening rapidly. The ties to China, Russia, and ultimately the BRICS. It's happening fast. They're growing so fast. Right now, the BRICS comprise of, I believe, 55% of the worldwide population. And when it comes to the worldwide GDP, off the top of my head, I want to say it's 40%. And this is the other thing. BRICS has just introduced a handful of South African countries, but there is a massive amount of countries that have applied for BRICS status, Mexico being one of them. And I want you to understand something very important. With these other countries that are waiting, what they're doing is they're pre-qualifying them. They're getting them trained up to understand how they're going to do their global trade, right? Similar to like the Paris Accord, when it was a forced devaluing of currencies together so that no one country really took a hit. And if they did it wrong, they went outside and really devalued their currency improperly, they were going to get hit with tariffs, right? Think of what is happening with the BRICS nations. And I guarantee you no one's talking about this. But they have the application status nations. They're training them up, getting them all ready. And they're saying, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to let you guys in all at once in a very key time when U.S. markets and European markets are weak. Their oil markets are in trouble. There's all these issues. And what we're going to do is we're going to announce we just brought 10 more countries in. I honestly believe personally that Mexico is going to be in that group. Mexico has some amazing, amazing natural resources, one of them being silver. Their silver resources are off the chart. And what's going to happen is those numbers, you know, 55% of the nation, the world's population, like 40 or let's say 35%, whatever it is, of the GDP nationally, worldwide, I mean, when they introduce these new countries, those numbers are going to explode past the West. And they are going to become so powerful, it is going to cause so much fear in Wall Street's eyes, because they're going to say, we're screwed, because now that you're part of an alliance, what happens is if you think about the U.S. and NATO and their warmongering and how they've been pushing countries and all this kind of stuff through NATO, a global war machine. Well, when you now all of a sudden control a massive amount of the GDP of the world, a lion's share, and you have a massive lion's share of the world's population, NATO is completely out the door. It's deemed useless. It's destroyed. And I do believe that some of these countries are NATO countries that are going to jump in here, and they're going to start to vote differently too in regards to NATO. So I'm still holding on to my dinar because I do believe that the dinar will see a total change, a flip, which is already happening. We've already seen it appreciate to the dollar, you know, in the last 10 or 15 years. And if you don't understand that, I mean, it's at the most simple, basic definition, what you used to be able to buy it on eBay for, let's say, would cost you $1,000, is now going to cost you $1,300, $1,400. I mean, that's just the simple thing. And that's not even an exchange, an actual forex exchange, but that's price discovery. That's called price discovery. I hope you guys got something out of this. If you want to absolutely dominate it and during this next real estate crash, which is already well underway, I just did a story about a Business Insider admitting that nationally prices have fallen and the percentage is pretty staggering. Mortgage Master and Mortgage Master 2.0, I'm going to show you how to become a prime borrower and banks will be lining up to give you money. And I know it sounds crazy because nobody believes that that's true, but I lived this through 2010, 2011. And I know what it's like to have all your ducks in a row and walk in when the bank doesn't have any business and they have to loan money out, but they can't find anyone because they tighten their standards. Well, your standards are going to be so high, they're going to be bending over backwards to help you get you money. So you're buying homes for pennies on the dollar because no one else can. I hope you got some of that out of this. I'm going to put a link down below. If you want the QR code, here you go. Just take a photo. Look at how fancy this is. The course is way fancier than this, but you know, this gets the point across. All right, I hope you guys got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.